In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. It's a good day to stay home today because it's snowing in Boston. It's not a good day to go out. Stay home, keep warm, praise the Lord. I'm reading from Isaiah 6. It is the conversion of Isaiah. In the year King Uzziah died, in other words, he puts it in history. It didn't happen as a fable. It's in history. I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, and his train of his garment filled the temple. Seraphim were stationed above. They cried one to the other, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord is holy. Holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory." At the sound of the cry, the frame of the door shook, and the house was filled with smoke. What is this smoke? It is the glory of God. And then said I, "Woe is me. I am doomed." Why? Because Isaiah is in the midst of a holy God, and he realizes his own sin. "For I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, holding an ember that he had taken with thongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it and said, "See, now this has touched your lips. Your wickedness is removed. Your sin is purged." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" "Here am I," I said, "send me." I tell you, we need an encounter with God. Isaiah the priest had no encounter with God until the sixth chapter of Isaiah, when he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. This was the holy God, the thrice holy, 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 said the angels in front of the Lord. And Isaiah realized his sinfulness, and he called for the Lord to help him. And the Lord said, "You're not going to get away because you're a sinner. I'm going to remit your sin." How? I'm going to purge your sin by sending an angel with tongs from the altar, with the coal, will touch your lips and you'll be forgiven. I'm telling you, we all need an encounter with God. If we do not encounter God, we don't know who God is. And I know God is a beautiful God, and we encounter Him in the power of the Holy Spirit. We encounter Him in the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you that where the Holy Spirit is, there are different encounters of God. I want to tell you about, I received a call the other night from Bart McMahon. Many years ago, I prayed for him at the Holy Rosary, and he had an encounter with God, an encounter with Jesus. He fell to the floor, but more than falling to the floor, he encountered Jesus. And he called me the other day and he said, "Father Tom, how much I love you because you brought me to Jesus." And now he's praying for people. He had an encounter with God. You cannot really do very much unless you have an encounter with God. The scripture says, "Unless a man be born again, he shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." St. Paul says, new creation, you have to become a new creation. The Catholic Church says, second conversion, the first conversion is baptism. I'm telling you, we need an encounter with God. If not, we are powerless in the presence of darkness. We are powerless in the presence of evil. We need an encounter with God. Have you had an encounter with Jesus Christ? Have you had an encounter with Jesus Christ? I heard that Bach's friend went to a Curcio, and he had an encounter with God. You've got to go where the Spirit of God is in order to have an encounter with God, usually. Sometimes it happens individually in a house, but usually where the Spirit of God has liberty to do what he wants to do. Oh, Isaiah walked into the temple that day not knowing the God of Israel. But what happened to Isaiah? He became a man who now was encountered with the living God, and he became a convert. Yes, a convert. He became a new man. Then the Lord said, who shall we send? Who are we going to send to the people? And Isaiah said, send me. Now, you don't have any idea what the word of God was to Isaiah that he was to speak. And I'll tell you what it was. It wasn't an easy word. See, and the people are not going to see. Hear and hear, and the people are not going to hear, because their hearts have grown very, very hard. Isaiah would preach the word of God, and people, most people, would not hear it and would not see what God was doing. One day he became so discouraged that he said, pack up the things that we're writing on, and we're going to quit, because God's not doing anything, and our message is going into the ground and it dies. But you know what? He didn't stay very long rolling up the scrolls, and he started preaching again. I'm telling you, when God has touched you, you need to be have a vocation to go and do something. Yes, then we see the conversion of Peter. These are the readings that the church gave us the other day. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, this is Luke 5, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats there alongside the lake, and the fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Why? Because he wanted to preach to the people, and he didn't want to be crowded in by the people, because wherever he went, they would push him, they would crowd him in, they want to touch him, they need healing. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Simon said in reply, Master, we have toiled hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets. You know, that's a lot of words that ministers say. We've toiled hard all night and have caught very little. We need an encounter with God in order for us to witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in one of the other boats to come and help them. They came and filled both boats that they were in danger of sinking because there were so many fish. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell on his knees to Jesus and said, depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man, just like Isaiah. For astonishment at the catch of fish that they made seized him and all those that were with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men. When they brought the boats to the shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. Well, when Jesus said pull out to the deep, Simon's thinking, you know, he doesn't know anything. This guy is a carpenter and I'm a fisherman. We've been out there all night and caught nothing. But I'll do it at your word. And I tell you, at the word of the Lord, they filled the nets with fish, and Simon realizes he is in the presence of a holy one. is in the presence of a holy one, and he falls down and says, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, just like Isaiah. Let me tell you, there was an encounter that Simon had that day, an encounter with Jesus Christ that changed his whole life. Yes, changed his whole life. We all need an encounter with the Lord. Without an encounter with the Lord, we're just talking about words. Words don't mean anything. We need to talk about experience. I told you Bart called the other night, and he was thanking me because he met Jesus at Holy Rosary, and now he's doing the work of the Lord, praying with people. I'm telling you, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. I received a letter today from Priscilla. We had prayed with this woman, Nellie, that she wouldn't have cancer, and she doesn't have cancer. Hallelujah. Somebody came in yesterday to the sacristy, beautiful lady, and said to me, Father Tom, you prayed with me last week because I had high cancer markers, and you prayed that there would be no cancer. She said, my markers were high, but they found no cancer. Hallelujah. This is Jesus. This is Jesus touching people. This is Jesus healing people. This is Jesus encountering people. Oh, yes. Eleanor tells me the story today of a couple that decided to have their baby. I tell you, that's an encounter. And we pray that they encounter Jesus Christ because they are going to have their baby. I'm telling you, we need encounters with the Lord. We need encounters with the Lord. I remember once I was doing the Stations of the Cross, and when I reached the 10th station, I had an encounter with the Lord. Silence just filled my being. Hallelujah. An encounter with, we need many encounters with the Lord, but at least one great one that will lead us to do the ministry, that will lead us to do the work of God. I told the people yesterday about Gert Behenna. Gert Behenna was a woman that had no home. Her father was rich, and they were raised in hotels. And Gert Behenna knew nothing of God. She was taking sleeping pills to sleep and uppers to wake her up in the morning. She happened to meet these two Christian people for lunch, and they said to Gert Behenna, you need to be converted. You need an encounter with God. She said, converted? I know what a convertible is, an automobile, but I don't know what to be converted with. You need to give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take them. And Gert Behenna says, you're making God sound like a bellboy. Well, he's going to be your bellboy for now. Give your burdens to the Lord. That night she went on her knees, and she only said one word because she didn't know how to pray. She said, sir, and she had an encounter with Jesus Christ, and her whole life was changed. Her whole life was changed. She said, never again will I drink or take drugs. This is Gert Behenna. Oh, you should look up her name in Google, Gert Behenna, and hear her story herself. She tells it beautifully. I heard it many years ago. It was on a record. And now I'm sure it has it in the internet, Gert Behenna. Then there was Carmela. Oh, yes, Carmela. She was just like me. We were both timid until the Lord touched us. And when the Lord touched Carmela, she went about preaching the Word of God, loving people, and bringing people to Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, an encounter with God. You cannot do very much unless you have an encounter with God. Then there was me. I was going to be teaching school, and I had a faith crisis. And I went to a prayer meeting, and the Lord said to me, you can be in the deepest mud hole, but I'll always be there to pull you out, because I'm your loving Father. That's from Psalm 40. I waited and waited for the Lord, and he heard my voice, and he took me out of the miry clay, and he placed me on a rock, Many will see and be glad, I never knew that I'd be on radio speaking to you today. You need an encounter with God. How do you get it? You go where God is. I know God is every place, but especially where He is worshipped, where He is worshipped. When you go to the place where He's worshipped, you're more apt to be touched by the Spirit of God, more apt to be touched by the Spirit of God. Eleanor wasn't looking for it, but she was in a place where the Spirit of God was falling. That's at the espousal retreat house. And God converted her. She had an encounter with God. Pat had an encounter with God at the espousal also, and she went dancing for months and months and months, dancing before the Lord. I'm telling you, we need an encounter with the living God. We need that so very much, because without that encounter, we have nothing. We cannot preach the Word of God. We just preach words, and people know if you're preaching words. We need an encounter with God. We see Samuel had an encounter with God. The Lord called him three times. Samuel, Samuel, and he went to Eli because he didn't know the Lord at the time. And then the Lord told him, finally, it was the Lord, and he gave him a message to tell Eli that his sons were reprobates and that they were going to die. Samuel experienced an encounter with God. Peter experienced an encounter with Jesus Christ on the boat. And remember, they both felt like they were sinners, and they were, and that they couldn't be used by God. But the Lord says, no more. I'll purge your sin. And that's what He says to us today. I'll purge your sin. I purge it on the cross. And from the cross, I will let you know that you are forgiven. We need an encounter with God. Every preacher needs an encounter with God. Otherwise, he or she is preaching words. Words don't change people, but the Spirit of God changes people. We need an encounter with God. And that encounter is available. Like, how does it happen? Well, one thing is you go where the Spirit of God is in a mighty way, and that's where you go, and it happens there if you want it to happen. You have to invite Jesus into your heart and ask Him to be your Lord and your Savior and to wash away your sins. Get to confession. Oh, yes. How many people do I know that in confession they had an encounter with God? How many people do I know that in confession they had an encounter with God? Yes, many people I know that went to confession and experienced the life-giving Spirit of Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, yes. I'm looking at 1 Corinthians 15. Now, this will tell you what to preach in order to have an encounter with God. I am reminding you of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received, and in which you also stand. Through it, you are also being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I handed on to you what was of first importance, what I received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. He was buried and was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. This is the gospel. As you preach the gospel, that Christ died for our sins, that Christ was buried, and Christ rose from the dead. Oh, people's lives get changed if they accept Jesus, if they give their life to Jesus. I'm telling you, we need an encounter with God. And we need that there be places that people go. We have Eucharistic chapels where people go. And I'm telling you, people are converted because the Lord is there and prayer has been welcome there. And God touches people in a magnificent way at Eucharistic chapels. We need an encounter with God. St. Paul He was on the way to destroy Christians, put them in jail. He had an encounter with God. He became another man. He became another man. What happened? He went from killing Christians to preaching the word of God to the Jew first and then to the Greek. He had an encounter with God. He said, "What would you have me do? Who are you, sir?" "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you persecute." From that day on, he had an encounter with God, and he preached the word of God, and God used him powerfully. Cornelius had an encounter with God in the 10th chapter of Acts. How do I know? Because Peter went to preach there, and as he preached there, the Spirit of God came upon them, and they started to speak in other tongues and prophesy. These were the Gentiles. And Peter says, "How can I withhold baptism from them? Because they received the same gift that we received on the day of Pentecost." We need an encounter with God. That encounter is precious, and God gives us a vocation with the encounter. Yes, first I want to tell you that Christ died for your sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried and on the third day was raised from the dead in accordance with the scriptures. Yes, yes, yes. Then he appeared to Cephas, Peter, then to the 12, and after that he appeared to 500 brothers all at once, most of whom who are still living, though some have fallen asleep, some have died. After that, he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, last of all as one born abnormally. That means it was an abortion. He was an abortion, one born abnormally. He appeared to me, for I am the least of the apostles, not fit to be called an apostle. Why? Because I persecuted the church. You know why he persecuted the church? Because the Christians were saying that Jesus was the Messiah, and the Bible says, "Cursed is the man who dies on a cross or on a tree." But yet Paul was changed at the Damascus Road, and he realized that he was a sinner and that God needed to touch him. And did God touch him? He went to preach the gospel to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. "For I am the least of the apostles, not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, hallelujah, I am what I am. And his grace to me has not been ineffective. Indeed, I have toiled harder than all of the apostles, not I, however, but the grace of God that is within me. Therefore, whether it be I or whether it be they who preach, so you believe." So faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We need to be touched by the living God, all of us. We need an encounter with Jesus. So let's pray for that. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I want to encounter your presence. I want to encounter your presence. I want to encounter you. I want to encounter you. Come and dwell in my heart by faith. Come and dwell in my heart by faith. Be my Lord and my Savior. Be my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Alleluia. I want an encounter with you, Jesus. I want an encounter with you, Jesus. Peter had an encounter with the Lord when they were hauling in all the fish, because he knew they weren't going to collect any. "Depart from me, I am a sinful man." Isaiah experienced the holiness of God, and in the holiness he experienced his own sin. "Depart from me, I am a sinful man." And God changed his experience by taking a coal from the altar, the angel did, and put it to his lips, and his sin was purged. I'm telling you, it's all about sin. You cannot have an encounter with God unless he forgives your sins. Yes, Again, the great place where he forgives sins is in confession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is real. This is real. It never was unreal. God wants to touch his people, but his people need to want the Lord. God wants to touch you, but you need to want the Lord. He is for you. He is not against you. Father, let us encounter your Son. Let us encounter his life, death, and resurrection. Let us be changed by the power of the Spirit of God. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to invite people to 40 Days of Life. They're going to be praying by the abortion mill in Commonwealth Avenue, starting Ash Wednesday. That's in 2 days. For 40 days, they're going to do this. Please go and pray. Please go and pray. That's at least what you can do. Go and pray. And again, I say, stay home today because it's snowing and it's cold. May Jesus Christ be praised and give you a great encounter. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.